ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। गूढ़श्चरसि भूतात्मा भूतानां भूतभावना नत्वां पश्यन्ति भूतानि पश्यन्तं मोहितानि ते। गूढ़श्चरसि भूतात्मा भूतानां भूतभावना नत्वां पश्यन्ति भूतानि पश्यन्तं मोहितानि ते। गूढश्चरसि भूतात्मा भूतानां भूतभावना नत्वां पश्यन्ति भूतानि पश्यन्तं मोहितानि ते। गूढश्चरसि भूतात्मा त्वां पश्यन्ति भूतानि पश्यन्तं मोहितानि ते। गूढश्चरसि भूतात्मा भूतानां भूतभावना भूतानां भूतभावना नत्वं पश्यन्ति भूतानि माताजीस्। गूढश्चरसि भूतात्मा भूतानां भूतभावना पश्यन्तं मोहितानि। वट् वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग्? गूढः हिडन्, चरसि यु आर् एङ्गेज्, भूतात्मा द सूपर् सोल्, भूतानां of the living entities, bhutabhavana, O maintainer of all living beings, na, not, tvam, you, pashyanti, they see, bhutani, living entities, pashyantam, who are seeing, मोहितानि बिविल्डर्ड् ते बै यो। ट्रान्स्लेशन् एण्ड् पर्पट् बै दि डिसैबल्स् आफ् श्रील प्रभुपाद्। ट्रान्स्लेशन्: ओ मै लार्ड्, मेन्टेनर् आफ् आल्, आल् द यू आर् द सूपर् सोल् आफ् आल् द लिविङ्ग् एण्टिटीस्, यू रिमेन् हिडन्, थस् बीङ्ग् बिविल्डर्ड् बै यू, द लिविङ्ग् एण्टिटीस् केनाट् सी यू, आल् द यू आर् सीयिङ्ग् देम्। Purport: The Lord exists as the Super Soul within everything. He also appears in various incarnations or sometimes empowers a devotee to act as an incarnation. All such forms of the Lord are unknown to the non-devotees. The bewildered conditioned souls think that the supreme enjoyer, Shri Krishna, is actually meant to be enjoyed by them for their sense gratification. Praying to God for specific material benedictions and assuming God's creation to be their personal property, the non-devotees cannot understand the actual form of the Lord. They therefore remain foolish and bewildered. Within the universe, everything is subject to creation, maintenance, and destruction. And thus, the Supersoul is the only actual controller in the material world. Unfortunately, when the Supersoul appears in various incarnations to clarify his position, ignorant persons think that the Supersoul is merely another creation of the modes of material nature. As stated in this verse, they cannot see that person who is actually seeing them and simply remain bewildered. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Ramo Hare Hare Mukam Garoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam. Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Canto 11, 16th chapter, 4th verse. So before I begin, I seek the blessings of the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak something which is meaningful and help all of us. So this is a beautiful verse. So in the series of verses that began in this particular chapter are the offering, beautiful offerings of Uddhava, you know, praying to Lord Krishna for his so many wonderful qualities of Lord Krishna. So basically this particular verse is focusing on the Paramatma aspect of the Lord. You know, how does the Paramatma, he is hidden from the eyes of the living entities, conditioned living entities. And how the bewildered living entities, you know, they are completely into Maya, into sense gratification. So in today's discussion, we'll try to see three particular things. Who is this Paramatma? What are the roles of Paramatma? What are the functions of Paramatma? And also third, the lessons we can learn from the different functions of Paramatma aspect of the Lord. So all of you know in Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned there are three aspects in which we can realize the God. Brahman realization, Paramatma realization and Bhagavan realization. And we living entities, we fell down to this material world, we came down to this material world because we wanted to live separately from Krishna, enjoy separately from Krishna. That's why we are landed up in this material world. And having come to this material world, Krishna has not abandoned us. Krishna is so merciful that when we decided to stay away from Krishna, live away from Krishna, enjoy away, separate from Krishna, Krishna did not reject us. He did not abandon us. He came with us to this material world. So basically, in this material world, there are three Purusha avatars who are responsible for the functionality maintenance of this particular this material universes. So they are, all of you know, Karano Dakshai Vishnu, who is called as Mahavishnu, who is responsible for the creation of all the universes. And then comes the Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, who is there in each and every universe. And he is the responsible for, you know, he begets Lord Brahma, and then the 14 planetary systems are manifested. And then the third aspect is, third incarnation, Purusha incarnation is Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. He is there in each and every atom of this world. Andantarastha Paramanu, Chayantarastham. So as Paramatma feature, all pervading feature of this Lord, he is there in each and every atom of this world, and also in each and every heart of the living entities of this material world. So, as I said in the beginning of the session, Krishna as a constant companion, he is always there with us throughout our journey in this material world, till we go back home, back to the spiritual world. So that is the basic role of Paramatma which Krishna is playing. In Srimad Bhagavatam, then who is this Paramatma? How does he look? What is the size? All this description is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto. So there are series of verses. So I will not read the verses, because in this session we will try to focus more on the functions of Paramatma rather than how he looks. But I will go through the translations of the description of this Paramatma aspect. So Paramatma is situated in heart of every living being, in the region of heart basically. And he measures around 8 inches. The size is like this much only, the Paramatma, the size of Paramatma. And with 4 hands carrying a lotus, a wheel of chariot, conch shell and club respectively. So this is the form of the Lord. And his mouth expresses his happiness, his eyes spread like the petals of the lotus, and his garments, yellowish like the saffron of the Kadamba flower, are bedecked with valuable jewels. His ornaments are all made of gold, set with jewels, and he wears a glowing headdress and earrings. So this is the beautiful form of the Paramatma, who is situated in the heart of every living entity. His lotus feet are placed over the walls of the lotus-like hearts of great mystics, mystic yogis. On his chest is the Kaustubha jewel, engraved with a beautiful calf, and there are other jewels on his shoulders. His complete torso is garlanded with flesh flowers. And the next verse describes, he is well decorated with an ornamental wreath about his waist, and rings studded with valuable jewels on his fingers. His leglets, his bangles, his oiled hair, curling with a bluish tint, and his beautiful smiling face are all very, very pleasing. So here we can see, this is the authorized description of the Paramatma, which is mentioned in scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam. And it has been suggested by Shukdev Goswami in the next verse, meditation has to be done on the Vishnu form. Meditation cannot be done on any object, any impersonal thing or void. It has to be done on this beautiful form which is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Meditation is actually meant to be done on Vishnu. This is an important point. And how to meditate is also mentioned. So meditation begins from the lotus feet of the Lord. So when we take darshan of the Lord, in front of the Lord, when we take darshan, the darshan also has to be taken in the similar fashion. The meditation, the darshan begins with the lotus feet of the Lord and progress to his smiling face gradually. So this is the process that has been mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. And what happens when we meditate like this? The intelligence becomes purified. Our corrupt intelligence, which is always trying to scheme on how to increase our sense gratification in this world, how to do more and more sense enjoyment. So from that propensity, we will be purified. The intelligence gets purified. So similarly, Prabhupada also says in the Bhagavatam, similarly, we should not directly jump to 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. We should gradually go from canto 1 till canto 9, understand the greatness of Krishna, the opulences of Krishna. Then we can become qualified to go and study Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. So he was comparing between the darshan of the Lord and also how we should study Srimad Bhagavatam. Going from canto 1 till canto 10, similarly darshan should be from lotus feet of the Lord, gradually rising above, and then finally the face of the Lord, the smiling face of the Lord. So our intelligence gets purified means we get detached from sense gratification gradually. So our detachment towards sense gratification increases more and more by taking darshan of the Lord, by meditating on the beautiful form of the Lord. So in this particular verse, it is said that super soul is hidden from all the living entities. And bewildered by Lord Krishna's external energy, the conditioned soul cannot see the Lord, although the Lord is seeing them. So because the bewildered soul is not able to see the Lord which is there in the heart, he is completely confused. Now, very interesting analogy. You might have came across these particular glasses called as see-through glasses. So in some of the offices, they have these cabins which are made from see-through glasses. The see-through glasses means the person who is sitting inside the cabin, he can see persons outside. But those who are outside, they cannot see the person who is sitting inside the cabin. How many of you came across this kind of glasses? So in many of the offices, in some public places, they have this kind of walls made of glasses. So in that, what happens? A person who is outside, sometimes he stands and uses that as a mirror and tries to comb his hair, try to adjust his dress like that. He is completely unaware of the person who is sitting inside the cabin. He is in his own world, in his own enjoyment. But the person inside, they are able to see what this person is doing outside. So that is how it is mentioned in this particular verse. Super soul is hidden in the hearts of every living entity. He is seeing everything, but the conditioned soul, he is not able to see that. A similar example is there. One time one guru, he tells all his disciples, you know, he gives them each one banana and tells them, you go and eat this banana in a place where no one is watching you. So all of them, they leave, and they finally, after some hours, all the disciples comes. You know, they said, Guru Maharaj, we have found some place where no one was watching us, and we ate the banana. Except one disciple, he came with the banana as it is. He didn't eat the banana. So then Guru asked him, what happened? Why you did not eat this banana? Then he says, I could not able to find any place in this world where no one is watching me. How is that? So then disciple says that the Paramatma who is sitting in the heart, he is watching, he is seeing us. So how can I find any place which is bereft of anyone? It's impossible. So now the question is, why the Lord is hiding in this heart? Why he is not able to give his darshan to us? Why people are not aware of the presence of the Lord in this heart, in the heart? So the answer is that Krishna has given us free will to all of us. And Krishna never wants to interfere with our free will. And that's why Krishna is sitting in a hidden form in our hearts. He is not revealing ourselves. Otherwise, we could not able to do sense enjoyment in this world. It's impossible. If you know that someone is watching us, it is difficult. Isn't it? For example, take an example of a young boy. So he wanted to watch some unwanted stuff in the internet. So he hides himself from the, you know, people and sits in some corner trying to, you know, see that internet particular video. So he's thinking that no one is watching me, because he is completely unaware of the fact that Krishna is there in our hearts as Paramatma. So now, why does Lord takes this particular form of Paramatma and comes to this material world? And he travels with the living entity wherever he is going. Whether he is going in the species, human species, whether he is traveling in animal species, plant species, you know, aquatics, wherever we are going, he is following us. So Krishna's network is very powerful. So no one can escape Krishna. He is following all of wherever we are going. So those people who do not want to follow the injunctions which are mentioned in scriptures, for them Krishna is hidden. Krishna did not want to interfere with their life. So there is a beautiful verse which is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So we'll try to focus on this verse and discuss more about this verse. So Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter 23rd verse. Upadrishta anumanta cha bharta bhokta maheshwara paramatmeti chapyukto dehesmin purusha parah. It's a beautiful verse mentioned in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. It is said, in our body there is another transcendental enjoyer who is the Lord, the supreme proprietor, who exists as the overseer and permitter, and who is known as the super soul. Now, so all of you, we came to an understanding that Krishna is there in our heart as Paramatma. So he is watching us. He is having an eye on us. So why does he do that? So let us try to discuss on this. Why Krishna is there in our heart? What are his functions? We'll try to focus on that. So Lord Krishna, who is there in our heart, he is trying to inspire us from within. So there are different kinds of guru. One of the kind of guru is Chaitya Guru. So as Chaitya Guru, who is sitting inside the heart, he is trying to inspire us. And without, he is trying to inspire us through Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, through Vedic scriptures. So inside our heart, he is trying to inspire us with beautiful realizations that come in our life. So many times devotees go through difficult situations and they get very wonderful realizations in their life. And that helps them to elevate themselves in Krishna consciousness, go higher in Krishna consciousness. So that is one of the functions of Paramatma, where he is sitting in the heart. He is always trying to give us realizations based on our sincerity. And he is also trying to give us direction through Vedic scriptures, through Guru, Sadhu and Shastra also. So we have an example, beautiful examples from Srimad Bhagavatam, where example of Avanti, Brahman and Pingala. So they were completely rejected by the society, completely dejected, and they were neglected and they were left alone actually. So in that situation, they turned inside, and what happened? They got beautiful realizations. They developed detachment from sense enjoyment. And then what happened? We know how their life was perfected by the simple. So in this particular aspect, what we are trying to focus is that Krishna is trying to give us wonderful realizations in our heart based on our sincerity. And it is not that Krishna is giving realizations only to pure devotees or to certain people of this world, like Pingala, Avanti Brahman. He is giving to everyone. Only those who are, you know, seeing, aware of that fact, then Krishna is revealing to them. And many times, because of the circumstances, because of the kind of company people are having, they could not able to understand these realizations also. Example, we can see Ravana. So when Shurupanaka comes for the first time, you know, she tells that, you know, there is some personality called as Ram and Lakshman, and they have done this, they have cut my nose. And he becomes very angry. He wanted to take revenge. But then when he hears about the power of Ram and Lakshman, he withdraws from that. He decides not to, you know, act on that particular thing. But second time, when Shurupanaka comes and instigates the lust of Ravana along with the ministers of Ravana, then again at that time he decides to kidnap Sita. So for the first time he realizes, he got a realization that, you know, I should not kidnap Sita, let me live a very peaceful life. But second time when Shurupanaka comes and instigates the lust of Ravana, then at that time he decides to kidnap Sita. So although he got that realization that I should not go with this proposal of kidnapping Sita, let me live a peaceful life, but second time, because of a bad company, bad association of his ministers and Shurupanaka, he could not able to focus on the realization that he got. He then went ahead with kidnapping Sita and ultimately his destruction also. So Chitraketu Maharaj also, he got cursed by Mother Parvati, which he graciously accepted the curse. But in his next life, he took birth as Brahmarakshas. He became Vritrasur. And in that body, you know, such an abominable body, and he wanted to get rid of that body. But because he got that body, he was doing his prescribed duty. And during that time, what happened? He got beautiful realizations. Krishna gave him such realizations. And when he was speaking his realizations, even Indra got bewildered. He got completely surprised. Is he a demon or is he a devotee? So he completely bewildered. So Krishna can give realizations to anyone. The main qualification is we should be sincere in our, you know, sincerity should be there. Sincerity of heart should be there. So Krishna, he is not actively trying to impose on us our karmic reactions. Tune ye gadbad kiya, ye punishment leji. So Krishna is not that kind of person. Nor he is a passive spectator also. It is not that Krishna is seeing all the problems which we are facing and he is just spectating, he is not doing anything about it. So he is not imposing anything on us, nor he is just acting like a spectator. But he is selecting the karmic reactions that come in our life in a way that will elevate us, that will help us grow in our spiritual life. That is the role Krishna is doing as Paramatma here. And the second aspect we'll try to see is Krishna resides in our heart and functions of Paramatma is overseer and permitter, upadrishta anumantacha. So when we become aware of presence of Krishna in our heart, what will happen? That will help us to check ourselves from getting succumbed to lower natures, by getting succumbed to the sense enjoyment of this world. So this awareness of Krishna helps us. Initially, it begins with fear. Suppose a person is he has some knowledge of scriptures and he knows Krishna is sitting as Paramatma in the heart. So he becomes fearful that, you know, if you commit some aparadh, some sinful activity, then I will be punished. So this awareness of Krishna, although it begins with fear, is good. At least we will not get involved ourselves into sense gratification. But as we eventually grow in our Krishna consciousness, this fear will convert into love for Krishna. So when we have love for someone, we will, you know, try to be sober in our life. We know that if we love Krishna, then we will not commit sinful activities. We are aware that Krishna is looking at us, Krishna is watching us. So at least to please Krishna, I should not get into these abominable activities. The first one was out of fear and second one is out of love. But at this point of time, we are not so pure, our hearts are not so pure. So we don't have any love for Krishna. So then what to do? So if you don't have any love for Krishna, at least we should have some people in our life whom we have some respect and love. Our senior devotees or a spiritual master. So at least if we have some love, some respect for them, at least for the sake of them, we will not get engaged into sinful activity. So this is another aspect, is that we should become aware of Krishna's presence in our heart. And then at least out of fear, we will not get involved into sinful activities. For example, we have these CCTVs all over. Everyone is using the CCTVs. In temples also, we have almost 100 CCTVs here in temple. So why this particular thing is invented? To keep a watch on everyone. Especially in malls, you know, public stores where people are, you know, buying so many things. And there is a company called as CP Plus. Some of you may be aware of it. CCTV company, CC Plus. CP Plus. So their tagline is, Upar wala sab dekh raha hai. So their tagline completely matches with the function of Paramatma. Upar wala sab kuch dekh raha hai. Only that many people are not aware of that fact. But when they get into some problem, they become aware, arre, maine gadbad kiya. We have a proof now. It is recorded in our system. Yeah. So another aspect is like, so when a child is grown in an atmosphere where he is given beautiful samskaras by his parents, you know, by people around him, then those samskaras will help him, gives him protection when he becomes adult, when he faces a lot of difficulties in his life. So those samskaras will help him to say no to sense gratification of this life. So that is also very important, how samskaras can help us, protect us in every walk of our life. So this is the second aspect wherein when we become conscious of Krishna's presence in our heart, at least to begin with, if we have some fear of that, then we will not engage ourselves into sinful activities. And then later on, when we develop some love for Krishna, then at that point also, definitely we will not engage into sinful activity. So, the government is trying so hard to keep the crime rate at a lower level. And Prabhupada used to say, the UN is trying to, you know, bring peace in the society, peace in the world, but it's not working. So their solutions are all superficial. So they are not working on transformation that should come within the heart. When a person is transformed from within the heart, then there won't be any problem in the society at all. Isn't it? For example, if we propagate Krishna consciousness more and more and try to transform the lives of people, then the crime rate will automatically come down. Recently, one of our national leaders, he did a very wonderful thing. So there is a beautiful bhajan by a saint called Narsi Mehta from Gujarat. So he has a very beautiful song he written, Vaishnava Janato Tene Kahiye Je, beautiful song, wherein the message is fully Krishna conscious philosophy, Vaishnava philosophy, how a Vaishnava should behave, you know, how he should deal with people outside, how he is compassionate to all the living entities. So it has a very beautiful message. And this leader, he made this song to be sung by singers from more than 40 different countries. And it was telecasted in one of the UN Assam meetings. So actually this song should become our national song, because it has such a beautiful message in it, which will help the society also. When people start, you know, imbibing these qualities in their life, automatically there will be peace in the society. And the third one we'll try to discuss is, Lord Krishna is not here to judge us, but to help us. So it is not that Krishna is watching us, he's trying to judge us sitting in our hearts. His main purpose is to help us grow in our life, grow in our spiritual life. The thought that Krishna is observing everything in our heart sometimes may frighten us also. Sab kuch dekh rahe andar baithke. What is happening in our mind, you know, what I am trying to do now, the actions we are trying to do secretly. So all these are known to Krishna. So sometimes this thought itself may frighten us. But we need not have to frighten Krishna, because his main purpose is to help us, not to judge us. The work of judging others is already given to someone else. Yamraj is doing that job, to judge people and try to give them based on their actions, whether pious or impious actions. So Krishna's duty is not that. Krishna's duty is to protect us, to help us from succumbing to our lower natures. So the awareness that Krishna is watching and waiting to help us, and then in that condition when we call out to Krishna, then it will help us. Then Krishna is eager to help us, protect us. The only thing we have to do is we have to call us. I remember one time Devamrita Swami Maharaj, he says, when there is a lot of unwanted thoughts which are coming in our heart, lusty thoughts are coming in our heart, then loudly we should take the name of Lord Nityananda. So it should be so loud that no one should hear. It should be in the heart, and Paramatma should hear that. Then Krishna will come to your rescue. He will help us. He will protect us. So this should be our meditation, that Krishna is watching us, not to judge us, but to help us as a friend. We should not become frightened. But there can be other side of this. You know, I need not have to fear of Krishna. Then people may get into a lot of sense gratification also. That is the other side of the coin. And it is mentioned in the scriptures that a sannyasi is meant to wander alone in the society. And his only companion is Paramatma, who is sitting in the heart. And that makes him fearful. He becomes very powerful. Sannyasi going around without any company. His only company is Paramatma, who is sitting in the hearts. One small example here. Sometimes we see that in the nest of a bird, when the bird gives birth to some small small birds. So all the small birds, they are very comfortable in the nest, in a comfort zone. You know, mother is feeding them every day something to eat. They are very, you know, comfortably placed. But as they'll grow little older, the mother bird, it tries to push the small birds. You know, now you should try to fly. Kab tak khate rahoge baithke? Now you should fly also on your own, and you should get your own food. Otherwise, if you sit here only, then someday the snake may come and devour you also. So that is the concern of the mother. And slowly when the bird, it tries to fly in high in the sky, and the sky is the only company for the small bird. The sky is compared to the Paramatma. So along with the Paramatma in the sky, the bird is flying. But after some time, what happens? The bird is now seeing the other birds also who are flying equally. So they are like the association of devotees. So with the association of other birds, the small bird is now trying to fly more and more higher. It is getting elevated more and more in the sky. Similarly, so when we get out of the comfort zone of our lives, when someone like our mentors or spiritual master, a senior devotee, they push us, now, come on Prabhu, thoda aage badhne ka prayatna kijiye, that will help you. So then, in the association of like-minded devotees who are very sincere, very serious in their devotion, then we will also grow. So here also Krishna, his main focus is to lift us, to help us, to protect us, so that we become elevated in our Krishna's consciousness. And the fourth aspect I would like to focus on is, if you see the media field basically works on, they want sensitive, some secret, you know, information about some personality. And this kind of information actually sells in the media world, like anything. Inside story of a person. If it gets published, then they will earn a lot of money. Inside story. So, leaking out the confidentiality. So now here you can see, Krishna is sitting in our heart. See, he knows the inside story of each and every living entity. Sab kuch pata hai unko, andar baithke sab kuch jante hai. So he knows everything in and out. But Krishna never leaks our story outside. He keeps it inside only. So that is one aspect where Krishna is our eternal well-wisher. He is our eternal friend who maintains this particular aspect of maintaining confidentiality. Krishna is there in the heart of everyone. His network is so fast that he need not have to, you know, travel also. The information go from one body to another body so easily. But Krishna never does that. He keeps the secret inside our hearts only. So similarly, one example I remembered recently, there was some movement that arose, Me Too movement, wherein many people, you know, they leaked the inside stories of their lives, own lives, and also the lives of other people, reputable, respected people of the society. You know, how it has created such a big buzz in the media world. So basically the tendency is to see a very respectable person in the society in a bad light. We have this lower tendency somehow. And this comes because of gossiping. So when we gossip, generally in the gossip it includes, you know, how I can bring down the other person or discuss about the shortcomings of other person, weaknesses of other persons. So this is such a condition that we take pleasure in that, unfortunately. But we should learn from this aspect of Krishna as Paramatma in our hearts that we should not do that. It displeases Krishna, it displeases our spiritual master also. So all that we look in a friend is trust. So friendship is basically based on two things, trust and respect. So Krishna is speaking about the trust thing. So we should try to learn this lesson from Krishna himself, you know, to maintain the trust of our well-wishers, our friends, our relatives. So although Krishna knows the inside story of us, what is his main concern? To bring the best out of us. Krishna's only concern is to extract best from us. I remembered when I was working, we used to take interviews. So in an interview, generally what happens, the focus of the interviewer is to extract best from the candidate who is attending the interview. It is not that, you know, he is trying to, you know, corner him by asking so many questions. The main point is to actually extract best from the candidate. That is the main focus. Of course, in some cases, if they don't want to take anyone, they may do anything. But generally, the main focus is to extract best from the candidate. So that is the whole point. So Krishna is also, although he knows everything, his main focus is so that the best should come out of us. Like one of the qualities of Krishna is nimisha animisha. That is, Krishna sees and he doesn't see also. So example is given of when Putana, when she came to kill Krishna, when Krishna was Lord, little baby, 6 days old. So at that time Krishna was closing his eyes. Then Acharya gives very beautiful explanation of why Krishna was closing his eyes. So Krishna closed his eyes because he did not want to see the heinous act of Putana. She wanted to kill him. But then after closing, what Krishna did? He started scanning the previous lives of Putana to see if Putana has done any good thing in her previous life. So in her previous life, when she came as sister of Bali Maharaj, she had a desire. When she saw the beautiful form of Lord Vamandev, she developed a desire to feed Vamandev. And that Krishna saw that particular aspect of Putana in her previous life, and then he bestowed mercy upon her. So that is the nature of Krishna. He sees, but he does not see. He doesn't want to see the defects of his devotees. That is not the purpose of Krishna. And we have this beautiful thing from Tirupati Balaji also. So Balaji, his tilak, it actually covers the major portion of his eyes. So one of the reasons that is given is, Balaji knows in the Kali Yuga people are completely gone case, very sinful. So Balaji did not want to see anyone fully because he knows everyone is fallen. So without seeing that, he wanted to bestow benediction upon everyone. So that is the love Krishna has for all of us. He doesn't want to see our defects or shortcomings. He wanted to give blessings to everyone. So that is one aspect of how Krishna, although he's sitting inside, he knows all the story of us, but still his main focus is to benefit us. And that is why he patiently waits lifetime after lifetime trying to give us direction and guidance in our life so that we can go back to the spiritual world. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, we will see an example of how this aspect of Krishna, of being sensitive, is mentioned in one of the stories where Mahaprabhu, when he has a debate with Keshav Kashmiri, he deals with Keshav Kashmiri in such a way, in such a sensitive way, without hurting the ego of that person. Because Mahaprabhu knows how to bring the best out of this person. And ultimately he became the devotee of Mahaprabhu, Keshav Kashmiri. That is the whole point I am trying to make here. Now the next point is a beautiful point. We have two more points to cover. So Krishna has a plan for every one of us. A perfect plan for every one of us. The only thing is we don't understand that. So Krishna not only does supervision, you know, watching us, but he also has a super vision for all of us. He has a super plan for every one of us. So only when people get into difficult situations in life, sometimes even devotees also, they don't understand why Krishna is doing this to me, until, you know, Krishna unfolds the whole thing. We have to keep patience and we have to wait for some time, then Krishna will unfold what actually it was for. Then we understand, oh, Krishna is merciful. Krishna is always merciful. So only thing is we have to wait. Krishna has a special plan for every one of us. It is said that one of our devotees, he says, when we make plans in front of Krishna, then Krishna smiles at us. Achha, plan bana raha hai. Theek hai, bana lo. Main dekhta hoon kitna kaam karega tumhara plan. So it doesn't mean that we should not make plan, but we should also be ready that Krishna has a better plan for all of us. And it will be unfolded in due course of time. And then we will be very happy to see Krishna's vision for all of us. Yeah. So the main point here I'm trying to say is we should always be aware of the fact that Krishna is supervising and also he is having a beautiful vision for all of us. So that will make us peaceful and happy in life. And next point is very beautiful. So Lord Krishna is the sanctioner, but not the desirer of our actions. So we are saying that here Krishna is the ultimate sanctioner. Not a blade of grass moves without his sanction. So many people have many questions on this particular aspect of Krishna. We'll discuss that. But I will discuss one small story. So one time an atheistic person, he went to attend a Bhagavad Sapta along with his wife. But his wife was a devotee. She was a very pious lady. So both of them attended. Reluctantly he sat there in the Bhagavad Sapta. And then in the speaker of the Bhagavad Sapta, he mentioned something. He said, without the sanction of the Lord, nothing will happen. Even if you don't want to do anything, that will also be sanctioned by Krishna. So this has completely bewildered this person. Agar main kuch karna nahi chahta hu, wo bhi Krishna ki marzi se hota hai, kaise ho sakta hai? So he was an atheist, he didn't believe. So then he went away from that place. How can this happen? So then he decided something. He said, today I will fast. I will not eat anything today. So let me see how Krishna will make me eat. So that was a challenge he gives to Krishna. So then he goes away. He tells to his wife today I am not going to eat anything. You know, whatever you made, you all eat. I will go. So on that day he went to forest. He sat on a branch of a tree. Ki abhi dekhte hai mujhe kaun khilayega. So he sat there. And the devotees who attended the Bhagavad Sapta, they were passing, after attending, they were passing from there. They were going to their homes. So while going, they thought we should eat some prasadam. They sat under the tree, under the same tree on which, you know, he was sitting. So while they were eating, suddenly there was a sound of tiger that comes and everyone becomes frightened and everyone runs hither and thither. So they ran away from that place. So then he's watching everything. He's sitting there on the branch of the tree. So then after some time, some dacoits come there. After looting, you know, a lot of wealth, they come to that place. And they decide that now we should count and we should distribute this wealth among each other. So, but one of them says that I am feeling very hungry. We should eat something. And to their surprise, they see that there is a lot of food that is lying there. And one of them desires that, you know, first we should eat and then we will count the wealth. Then immediately the Sardar, he stops them. Wait. You know, I suspect, because our rival gang is also very, very much, they are keen to kill us. Maybe this is their plot. Maybe they have kept this food here, which may be poisoned. And by eating which, you know, we may also die. No. We cannot eat this food. We can only eat when someone eats this. Then who will eat this? So they see here and there and they find this person. So they bring him down and they tell him, cow. He says, I cannot eat. I have challenged the Lord that today I will not eat anything. Are khayega ki nahi khayega? Then they will show the knife. And on the force of that knife, they made him eat the food. So Bhagavan se panga leta hai. So anything happens, it is the sanction of the Lord. But many people may have this question, like, does that mean that when some criminal or terrorist, they murder the innocent people, is it also the will of the Lord? Is it also sanctioned by the Lord? So how to understand this aspect? So this can be best understood from the story of Mahabharata. So in Mahabharata, the Kauravas, they tried to disrobe Draupadi. So is this also the will of the Lord? Is this also sanctioned by Lord Krishna? No. So this particular desire was of that Kauravas. It was not the desire of Krishna. It was the desire of Duryodhanan party. Krishna never desired this to happen. But Krishna ultimately sanctioned this. So why Krishna sanctions such kind of things? So many times what happens, many people get away by committing so many crimes in this world. That is mainly because of their past pious karma. They get away without getting punishment. But only till some time. So eventually they will be punished. But anyway, Krishna has to sanction some of that because it was the desire of those people. But at the same time, Krishna did not abandon Draupadi. He protected her also. And at the same time, he demonstrated Draupadi's extraordinary adherence to dharma and devotion to this through this particular pastime. So from this pastime only, Draupadi became so famous because she adhered to dharma and devotion. She did not give up her dharma. She did not give up her devotion to Krishna. So Krishna sometimes, he orchestrates the whole things in such a way, you know, that it ultimately benefits the devotee only. So it is not the will of the Lord that so much of crime which is going on in this world. It is because the people of this world, they are desiring it. Krishna, he has to sanction what he can do. But at the same time, he never fails to protect his devotees also. Those who are sincere, he never fails to protect them also. So two things we should try to understand here. Krishna, by understanding that Krishna is not the sole controller, what happens? We will not blame Krishna for the wrong things that are happening in the society. That is the first aspect. And when we have this understanding that Krishna is the supreme controller, then what will happen? Then that will help us, you know, internally we think that Krishna is there to protect me. Krishna is always there to guide me. So both this understanding helps us that Krishna is not the sole protector, sole controller, and by that we will not blame Krishna also, because it is the desire of the people of the world because of which Krishna has to sanction so many things. So now if you put all these different functionalities of Paramatma in one sentence, so we can say this. So Krishna is Paramatma. He guides us without coercing. He hides without abandoning us. He watches without interfering in our lives. And he loves us without controlling us. So these are, in essence, these are the different functions of Paramatma, wherein since time immemorial, since the time we are here in this material world, he is there all through our journey in whichever species we went, and is always there to help us, to guide us, to give us inspiration from within us so that we get realizations, and because of that we can elevate ourselves in our Krishna consciousness. And he never discloses our inner thing to others. He maintains confidentiality, and he always eager to take us back home, back to the spiritual world. He is more eager than us. We may not be having so much desire, but Krishna is so eager that he came all the way and manifested in our hearts in a hidden form. Piche chupke se dekh rahe Krishna. Why he is hiding? Because he doesn't want to interfere with our free will also. At the same time, he is there to protect all of us. Like, for example, a small child, when the father is learning him to ride the bicycle, so initially he is there with him, but later on when the son wants to, you know, ride himself, but the father doesn't abandon the child. He stays behind. He has a close eye on the child. And whenever he's in difficulty, he comes immediately to protect the child. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. So anyone has any comment or question? Since we are already beyond 9:15, we can take question after this session, after we complete. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.